I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Matt Zika. He's with the National Weather Service Office in Negaunee Township, and we talked about Severe Weather Awareness Week in Michigan. It's this week, and he explained more. Here's Matt Zika.
In the wintertime, we have a week we talk about, let's get ready, or in the fall, get ready for the winter season. Well, in the springtime, this is a week to say, you know what, we're shifting seasons now, and with summertime comes a whole different set of hazards from a weather perspective. Mm-hmm. A lot of those associated with thunderstorms, from lightning to the heavy rain and flooding, and even the high winds with the thunderstorms.
One of the things I know is there's a conventional wisdom that those of us here in the UP, just looking at the weather history, even really don't have to think about areas like, or things like tornadoes like other areas of the country do. But the message is that you still need to be prepared, because the possibility is there every season that there could be tornadoes right here in the UP.
No, absolutely. You know, we average one tornado per year here in the UP. And even though we go longer periods of time in between those significant weather events, we still have to have in the back of our mind, obviously, a plan, know what to do when weather warnings are issued. And probably at the top of the list is making sure folks have a way to receive weather warnings.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, over the years, we've talked with the Weather Service about things like the weather radios and all those kinds of things. Well, things have changed quite a bit with social media and devices in our pockets that can tap into the internet and beyond. What are some of the changes, and how can folks get the warnings when they happen?
Well, I mean, now we are in 2015, so really there shouldn't be an excuse any longer for reasons why people can't receive a weather warning, from listening to commercial radio, to TV, to NOAA weather radio. And nowadays, obviously, a large segment of the population have mobile devices that are with them all the time. And there's a myriad of apps out there that actually receive immediately the Weather Service weather warnings. Mm-hmm. And based on where they're located, they can set up alerts and activations. And they should be in tune to what's going on in their local
area. How much do you utilize word coming from folks out there via social media?
An awful lot. And that, too, is a big area that's changed. It used to be very difficult for us. We'd sit by the phone and wait for weather reports to come into the Weather Service. Well, nowadays, with Facebook and Twitter, I mean, it's in real time. We can put out a quick message saying, oh, we see the storms in Ironwood heading east. Let us know what's going on. And immediately, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 reports are coming in as the weather moves across the UP.
Now, what is the message for in terms of preparation and things this week for folks to be aware of?
The biggest thing, I think every year we try to pick one theme to hit really hard. This year it's trying to make sure folks make sure they have a way to receive weather warnings. But then when it comes to weather safety, I mean, so much of it is simple common sense. Obviously, if they hear thunder outside or they're seeing the lightning, it's time to move indoors, wait for the thunderstorm to move past. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of water over the road. You know, maybe I'm going to find an alternate route around instead of trying to drive my car through there. We see those videos every year where folks are in their car and they get swept away by the floodwaters. And then, too, I think probably one of the more susceptible areas here in the UP are the outdoor, like the people at the campgrounds and things like that, people doing outdoor activities, especially at night. If we were to get a line of thunderstorms with very strong winds, there's not always a 100% foolproof safe place for those folks to go. So when they check into their campground on a weekend, they should just think in the back of their mind, where would probably be my safest place to go in the event the weather turns really bad while they're out there.
Matt, let's talk a little bit about the message that is, you know, work on ways to get the information to you. You know, you talk about weather radios that are still available. That's a good option for folks if maybe they're going to be going somewhere where they're maybe out of cell coverage or whatnot, but apps, all of that there, and check the forecast before you go out as well.
Right, absolutely. You know, preparation, and just simple forecasts or looking at the Weather Service webpage on a Monday, you can kind of look and see what the potential hazards are for the next 6 or 7 days. So if they're planning a camping trip or fishing trip next weekend, they should already be in tune or thinking ahead, saying, oh, the weather might turn bad while we're out.
Well, when we look at like last week, Thursday night into Friday, with the snow that moved through the area, it was predicted it was going to come. And it came actually very fast, very furiously. It actually hit. But there was a definite warning. You had good word out there that this snow was coming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and we said it's going to snow. The period of time for the significant hazards is probably going to be pretty short, because we knew it was going to warm up Friday afternoon. And so by 10 or 11 o'clock, things were okay. But there was those 4 hours there on Friday morning where it was tough going for quite a few people.
And it really is just a matter of paying attention of what's out there, the information that you disseminate, And then some common sense.
Absolutely. You know, in a large part, too, of this week, in the wintertime, we love to receive weather reports all across the UP to let us know what's happening or how much snow has fallen. In the summertime, it's the same way. And as a result, we go out and we try to recruit folks, essentially in the community, to let us know when the weather is bad, how strong their winds were, how large the hail is. And so we'll go out every spring in nearly every county in the UP and give a little presentation on how folks can relay information to the National Weather Service.
And that's getting going in terms of some spotter training, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to start next week. Actually, the first one's in Marquette next Wednesday at Peter White Library at 6:30 in the evening, April 22nd, next Wednesday. And then if they go to our website, weather.gov/MQT, they can see the whole schedule for the other counties across the UP we'll be at as we head through the month of May.
Well, again, it is a Severe Weather Awareness Week in Michigan this week. And Matt, just to kind of leave the message with folks that find out a way to make sure you get the information, because you're going to be working on getting it out there, but also they can interact with you and get the information to you with reports.
Absolutely. And, you know, they can get more information this week, as I said, through our website, weather.gov, and click on the map of the UP and they'll get the local office. Or obviously, we're very active in social media now, so following us on Twitter, Facebook, and those other methods. And they could always call us at the Weather Service, too, 475-5212, if they have any questions.
That's the comments of Matt Zika with the National Weather Service. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.